USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Time we start giving tax breaks and tax credits to working class families and middle class families instead of just the very wealthy.
President Biden speaking there in Norfolk, Virginia. The president outpitching his massive infrastructure program that includes upgrading schools. The president continues.
And here's what the American Family Plan doesn't do. It doesn't add a single penny to our deficit. It's paid for by making sure corporate America and the wealthiest 1% just pay their fair share.
Biden also saying 2 years of community college should be free. Walgreens, CVS, and Rite Aid are offering same-day COVID-19 vaccines as the pace of vaccinations per day slows. The U.S. is averaging 2.4 million shots per day, which is down from its peak of 3.4 million shots per day reported on April 13th. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
House Republicans James Comer and Jason Smith are questioning a Biden administration proposal that would send cash payments to Central America as part of a strategy to deal with the causes of the illegal immigration crisis. Both are ranking members of the House Oversight and Budget Committee, and they've expressed concern that sending millions of dollars to countries with rampant corruption isn't a good idea. In the meantime, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton tells Fox News the border crisis is not just an issue for states along the U.S.-Mexico border.
So this is just a launching point. Obviously, the cartels are not going to tell us where the drugs are going and the human trafficking, where that's going. That's going all over the country. And we know that these kids and these families are being sent everywhere, and they may be sent there with COVID or some other transmittable disease, and every state is going to start having to deal with these problems.
Wall Street starting off May on a positive note, the Dow gaining 238 points to close at 34,113. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A new COVID-related travel ban has at least one doctor questioning why.
The United States will ban most travel from India as COVID cases there continue to rapidly rise. India has averaged more than 360,000 new infections per day over the last 7 days. The new rules take effect on Tuesday and ban non-U.S. citizens who have been in India in the last 14 days from entering the country. But Dr. Scott Gottlieb isn't sure what the administration hopes to accomplish with the ban. The former FDA commissioner tells CBS's Face the Nation that the coronavirus variant that's being blamed for the case spike in India is likely already here.
Well, I'm not sure what we're hoping to accomplish. If the goal is to try to prevent introduction of virus into the United States, there's plenty of virus here already. If the goal is to try to prevent introduction of that new variant 617 that's circulating in India, I assure you it's here already, so we're not going to be able to prevent its introduction. These travel restrictions could serve a purpose, but we need to be clear about what that purpose is. Right now, we still have restrictions in place against travel from China and the UK. That doesn't make a lot of sense, so I'm not really sure what the overall strategy is.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Celia Rouse, chair of the Council of Economic Advisors, says the Biden administration continues to urge its trading partners to adopt a global minimum tax on corporations to offset the impact of President Biden's proposed domestic corporate tax increase. The White House hoping to raise the corporate tax rate to 28%. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.